Once upon a time, there was a pretzel seller called Joe. And Joe was on the street corner, the same street corner, every day for as long as anyone could remember. The same street corner in the city and just selling his pretzels to all and sundry whoever would come along. And his pretzels were good. But the best thing was that Joe was really friendly. And people would come and by the end of the day, all his pretzels would be gone. However, one day, Joe found that his oven broke down. It just wouldn't work properly. He couldn't get his oven working and therefore he couldn't cook his pretzels and therefore he had nothing to give his customers. But the thought of staying at home all morning, staying at home all day, was just so strange to Joe and so sad to think that he wouldn't go out to his street corner and sell his pretzels to all the customers that might come. He just couldn't imagine it. He had to go. He had to just stand there. And so that's what he did. He wheeled his little oven, even though it wasn't working, and he just parked himself on the corner there. And he just thought, well, I've got to give something. I'll think of something to give. I don't know what it's going to be, but I can't stay at home and not give anything to anybody. I've got to stand here, and this is what I do. I just give things to people. Although he knew he really didn't have a pretzel. In fact, he had no idea what else he might have until the very first customer came along. And this customer said, hello, Joe, I'll have a pretzel today. And Joe, he just stood there. And he just thought, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? He had a sense he wanted to give something, but until that very moment, he had no idea what it was. And then just at the moment when he should really have said something, why, what happened? Out of his mouth, there came a song.
La, 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 la. La, la, la.
And it was a song all about Joe and his life on the street corner selling his pretzels all those years.
La, 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 la. La, la, la.
And people coming and how lovely it was to sell them pretzels and give them something they could go off with and enjoy their day with. And it was all about how he'd been doing this for years and years and years until he had a sense that he was rooted to that spot. Like a tree dropping nuts on the ground for everybody to gather up.
La, 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 la.
And by the time he'd finished his little song, it wasn't just one customer standing there, it was a dozen. And they were all standing there, open-mouthed, just staring at Joe. And by the time he came to the end of his story, something magical had happened. Somehow, by the magic of his song, it was as if they could all see the world through Joe's eyes. As if they felt and understood what it was like to stand in his shoes. And that, for all of them, was such a precious gift that they thanked him very, very much, and they walked away. It wasn't long before someone else came along, another regular customer, and asked Joe the same question and the same answer.
La, 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 la. The story all of Joe's life, standing on the street corner selling people pretzels.
And this customer was so touched, and so were all the people that had gathered, that by the time Joe finished singing that song, why, he had a big round of applause, of people saying, Joe, we never realised that your life was like that. We never realised what it was like for you. Thank you, Joe, for telling us. And Joe enjoyed this so much that he did it the whole day. People would come up to him thinking he had pretzels to sell, and he'd break out in song. And a song so touching that they couldn't help but stand and listen, and it wasn't long before crowds were forming and dispersing all through the day. Well, when Joe got home that day, why, he just slumped down on his sofa and he sat for a long time staring into space, wondering what kind of a day was that. Well, before long, he got to working on his oven, and by the time he went to bed, he had fixed it, so that when the next day came, he was up at the crack of dawn, baking all his pretzels and pushing his oven off into the city so that they could keep warm in that little oven and he could sell them to people. And there was something a little bit strangely dissatisfying about that day. It was a day just like just about every other day that he'd had there, and he was selling his pretzels and he'd finished and got through his whole stock by the end of the day. But there was something kind of, well, not quite as satisfying as the day before when he'd been singing to people. And he went home that day at the end of the day and he slumped down on the sofa and he stared into space and he just pondered on this. Pondered on the feeling that he had in his heart of not quite being satisfied. Well, the next day, Joe hit upon a marvellous plan. He went off to his street corner with his oven full of pretzels, and all day long, Joe became Joe the Singing Pretzel Seller. People would come and they'd get a pretzel, but more than that, they'd get a bit more than they bargained for, because Joe would sing his song.
La, 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 la.
His song all about what it was like to be Joe. His song,
la, 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 la.
What it was like to have stood in the same spot for years and years and years, knowing that every day you're doing a little something for all the people that pass by.
La, 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 la.
And all the people that stood and listened, munching their pretzels, they were so touched to see the world through Joe's eyes, to stand a while in Joe's shoes, and to walk away somehow fuller than when they had first arrived.